What's the din if I have an eved and he damages somebody else's property? So we have two sources that give us the halacha. One source in Achoyvel that says Pigiyosan Ra. There the Gemara seems to be saying that Pigiyosan Ra because they don't have the funds to compensate. And the second source we have is the Mishnah Yadayim. In the Mishnah Yadayim, there the Gemara says there was a machlekes between the Prushim and the Tzedokim. As to the Tzedokim were goading on the Prushim, as to why it makes sense that an Eved Va'oma should be Potter. Shifar Karet, if I'm Chayiv for my Behema, I should certainly be Chayiv for my Eved Va'oma. Right? Why? Because my responsibility for my Eved Va'oma is greater, because they're Chayiv in mitzvahs. My behema, not chayav, have to worry about a few things on Shabbos. But when it comes to my yevra oma, so I bought an evan, I made him chayav in mitzvahs. So I should be responsible. So the tzedokim argue that shemayak niteno rabbi. Right? The tzedokim, they don't unravel the argument of the tzedokim. They don't say that I don't have responsibility for my Eved's Hezek. Ke'ilu, and you never know when the Prushim are arguing the Stokim, whether it's how far you can medayik in their argument. So we don't know whether the Stokim are accepting the premise of the Tzedokim. But the Prushim answer, Shem Yekintena Rabbi. That Lu Yitzuyer, the Eved, I would be responsible for the Eved, so we'd create a liability which is unsustainable. Right? So our Gemara, based on that, says, Mida Dahavia Eved Va'oma. Our Gemara says that our Mishnah does not want to further the svara of kavanosei lahazik leikol shechein, then kavanosei lahazik creates a chiyuv tashlumen, because would our Mishnah establish that principle that kal v'chomer kavanosei lahazik is chayav? So then we would have to draw the conclusion that eved va'oma is chayav, right? If my animal's kavana lahazik is a reason to be machayev, so my eved's kavana lahazik is kol shechein. Right? Put it in another way. If kavana lahazik is a machayev, so the kavana of a, so then we would certainly understand that odom that's machayev lahazik, of course, is going to be machayev. Right? But if kavana lahazik is one of the factors that the Torah identifies as a machayev and hezek, so then why should an eved va'omba be potter? They have much more kavana qualitatively than the kavana of a behema. So therefore, our Mishnah does not want to support this svara that kavana lahazik is a mechayiv. Right? That's our Gemara. Now, exactly how to learn pshat in our Gemara is a machlek zvishonim. Right? Because the simplest way of understanding the Mishnah is that that the tur ev is of tur derabbanan. Shema yekniten ravoi, the simplest reading is that Chazal made a takana. Meiri spells this out. So if you need a makor, for who says black and white that the tur eved behezek is a din derabbanan, so the Meiri spells it out black and white that it's a tur derabbanan. Who's the Meiri? There we go. Right? Pops up right away. Every Yama Afalfi, Shekavonosam Lahazik, Ain Harav Chayiv bin Nizkayim, the Afalfi Sheheim Moinush Mirasan Alecha. And even though if you follow the Tzad Hashem in the Mishnah, So it should. It's compelling to say, I am chayiv, right? It's my moment. Shmirasan olech olav. V'dover zeh takonas chachamim. Right? You can also appreciate the argument of the tzedokim. That if I have an eved, I have to help him do shmiras and mitzvahs. So shmiras and alecha, I have more responsibility with respect to my animals. V'dover zeh takonas takona chachamim hu gezeira shemek nitenu rabba v'yelech v'yad legedishu shachaveroi v'nimtza machayim v'zrabi b'chol yoyim. So it says v'shema. Maybe you'll say what Tosfos suggests, that I should become a chayiv when he's b'shogeg. In other words, maybe you suggest that the svara of Chazal is very, very impressive. But let's be mavchin ben inyan l'inyan. The eved who's mazik unintentionally, eved does tzreiros. Eved is playing ball with my kids, and his home run breaks the window of my neighbor. There's no shemek nitena. He's doing me a favor, teaching my kids how to drive. Right? Thomas takes his life in his right. Nafshim akapoy, and he's willing to teach my kids how to drive. No, so he messes up in the parallel parking. Nice. So why should it be potter? Right, so there's so many situations. The eved should be chayiv. So the Meiri says, maybe you'll say that the eved is chayiv. In other words, the Meiri is saying, midin de rais, I am chayiv from my eved. Chazal made a takana. Now, once Chazal make a takana, so why don't they make it a more effective takana? Why don't they make it a takana that lasers in on the concern that they have? So we'll take the eved to base, and we'll figure out, was it b'kavana, not b'kavana? And was it lazik, not lazik? So Miri says he can't do that. Why? Because avu mirameh umezid v'osas make a shoygeng. Because the eved, well, once you have a loophole, so the eved is going to teach my kid how to drive davka next to the car of the person that he wants to aggravate, wants to be mazer. Right? So once you allow for the possibility of the eved doing it for shoygeng, he wants to aggravate the baal. So now I gave the eved some onerous work to do. I gave the eved upset with me. I didn't give him off Thanksgiving. Right? I'm making him work every single night. He's upset. Right, so what's he going to do? Doesn't say a word. He's a smart eved. Takes my kids out to play ball, and every single ball, he makes sure to knock on another window, another neighbor. Right, to make sure to get the nice fancy windows. Doesn't just go for the small ones. He goes for a full length. So the eved, he said, "What are you talking about? I'm." So the Miri says, in order for Chazal's takona to be a takona that's going to work, an effective takona, has to be across the board. Okay, that the Miri spells it out. The truth is that the Tosfos says it in our sugya. It's the second Tosfos. Since in the Havamina we don't know yet that there's a p'tur, so we should be mechayev an eved anyways because of based on shame the oid kasha. Came when the Yoda Rashid Masnison, the Lainok and Evid Vishim came with Stoma Yoda Seifa. The second Kasha Tesis has that the basis for the Sugya is a Mishnah Yadayim, so how could it be that Chazal opened up by saying that there should be a Chiv Evid Om? And the answer is, no, finish reading the Mishnah. So let's read the next line. So why would Ravina and Ravashi include Lu Yitzuyah? Lu Yitzuyah, there was such a discussion in the base of Medrash. Right? Lo Ola Da'atenu. That the conversation in the base of Medrash was a kasha from the Reisha being oblivious to the Sefer. Lu Yitzuyah told me, all right, it's a bad day in the base of Medrash. Right? And there was in the morning after Chasana, I don't get enough sleep. So that's what happened. So then Ravina and Ravashi wouldn't be quoting it. They wouldn't quote a conversation which is a kasha because you forgot the sefer. Not shayach. So v'oy kasha demi omal k'shein kavanos l'azik nami p'tirei v'mkein my maisi. Next question, he says, and that if the reason why Eved v'omar poter is because of shemiyak nitena, then why don't we have a tailor-made takona? That when the Eved va'Omar being mazik and it's clear from the hezek they do it for kavanah, then the other is potter. The Tais v'Yishloimar the shaper have a yoda makshe tamo the shemik nitena rabbi. The obviously the makshe knew the end of the Mishnah. The afilu hachi parach and nevertheless is asking keva on the Eved va'Omar pturin the afilu. Be'ein kavanosi lahazik v'yafagavdi leishayich tamo d'shemek nitener rabbi da'onosu t'va'omim d'niskavnu v'yorvli niskavnu l'chach p'tiri v'chol inyin nimtze shekavanosan goyreim aptur hachanami keren shekavanosi lahazik yeshon lefture. The kasha, he says, is davka that they knew the entire Mishnah. That since Eved v'Omar Potter, even they don't have kavanah to damage, even though the svara doesn't apply, why they potter? The v'Omim d'niskavnu, v'yomru loy niskavnu, because the same thing Meiri said, because they can manipulate the halacha. L'chach p'tirei b'chol inyan. Therefore, they are potter in all circumstances. Nimsa shekavonosan goyreim aptur. Hachanami keren shekavonosi lahazik yeshlonu lepoitroi. Ravashi pirish tafilu be'ein kavonosi lahazik se'ika tama rabba. They'll have to get to. But the Tosfos is saying that Chazal understood that Shema Yakni Tender Rabbi was the reason for the Ptur, but they also understood that it could not justify all of the reasons why they're Potter. So the Kasha is, there must be another reason why they're Potter. It must be because of Kavanosu L'Azik. And the Teretz is, no, the only reason they're Potter is Shema Yakni Tender Rabbi. Something along those lines. That's what Tosfos seems to learn Pshat, right? But you understand why let's say Rashi's pshat fits in much better. Because Rashi says, it doesn't fit into the words, because it says Eved V'Omar should be Eved Visha. But he says, the kasha was p'gi'osan ra, that they're chayiv, but the Gemara says they're poter from pain, and the teretz is midin de'raisa the chayiv to pay. Made a rabban on the potter to pay, right? So that's already according to Rashi, the Gemara reads very well. Taisma says it's bad; it doesn't fit the words because it should be Eved v'Isha, not Eved v'Omar. So Eved v'Omar has to be a reference, but you can well understand why Rashi would say that the shakel v'tarya only reads well if those who are asking the kasha were not aware of the braisa, of the Mishnah Yedaya. So it's true, the gears is it's hard to read, but at least al pi svara, the Gemara has a habamina that the ptur of the Eved is that they raisa the ptur. And the Teretz is that they're bonnet the ptur. We're left with two kashas in Rashi. One of the two kashas in Rashi, maybe three kashas in Rashi. Two technical and one conceptual. What are the kasha left with in Rashi? Kasha is Eved v'Omer's Potter. Pigiyosan Ra. Know what's the Havamina? Then it's a Ptur Deiraisa. Right? Sounds like from the Gemara the Ptur Deiraisa is because they don't want to pay. It's not a real Ptur. When the Eved becomes Meshuch, he's chayav to pay. Beryl?
Another problem for Rashi, I think Tosfos in the Karetz points it out, is that the Gemara itself says that the only reason why that it's not even that the Isham and the Eved aren't even Pater, if they were free, they as soon as they become free, they'd be chayav to pay.
Right, exactly. The Ptur over there is just only that they. Who are we, when we say Eved v'Omer Pigiyos and Rod, they're Potter. Who's really Potter over there? The husband and the other. Yeah. The Isha and the other are not Potter. They don't have what to collect from. But they're not Potter. They're really Chayiv. It just so happens they have no. There's no place to collect from. So you don't say Potter. Person is an Oni Meduki. He's nothing to pay. He's not potter from what he's doing. He's chayiv. He just has nothing to collect from. So what Beryl's pointing out is accurate. The difficulty in Rashi's pshat is a little bit deeper because the Gemara, when it says Eved v'Oma potter, it reads very well. Eved v'Oma. Then in square brackets, in art scroll italics, it would be the other in the Baal is potter. Right? And l'chayra, that ptur is a din de raisa ptur. Correct? The husband is potter from his wife's hezek. L'chayra b'nei raisa. Potter from the eved's hezek. That's what the upshot is. Right? This is how Rashi would answer Rabbi Peretz's kashas. The Gemara there says, odoin eved v'isha pigiyosan ra. Why? They have nothing to collect from. What's implicit? That the other is that I can't go after the other. Right? Implicit, I can't go after the husband. That's how to learn how Rashi is in the sugya. The cash is not from the Eved, the Omer that they're not paying. That's not what our concern is. Our concern is the guy who owns the shore. It's the guy who owns the Yevon. But Rashi is saying is the very fact that the Gemara doesn't even consider that the husband or the Baal is the Baal of the Baal, right? The Baal of the Oden is not Chayev, means he's not a player, Lagavi, his wife says. So the Gemara says, back to Evan. No. When it comes to Eved, the Odin is a player. But Chazal pater the Odin. So the Gemara is saying, Pshat in the Mishnah Choyvel, when it says Eved v'isha pigiyosan ra, isha not now, another time, what's Eved? Pshat in Eved is that the Bezin will not go after the Eved because he has no property. The Basin will not go after the Odin Pshat, because even though Menei Reis is Chayiv, but Chazal made him Potter. Shema Yintene Rabbi. So now, according to Rashi, Gemara is Kafta Beferach. Kasha, the Gemara is from Eved V'Isha. The Gemara quotes Eved V'Oma because we're only focusing on Eved right now. But the kash is from the assumption of the sugya nachoyvel, the non-stated assumption that the oned is on chayiv. The reason on potter is because the eved has no property. That means we're not even thinking about going to the oned. So the Gemara says, no. Me'ikar adin the oned, you are chayiv. But the sugya in Hachoyvel assumed you knew your daim already. So now fits in beautifully. Elamite is a conceptual kasha. What's a conceptual kasha? Why is Midei Raisa, why should the other be chayev for his Evans hezek? He can't control the Evan. What's he going to do? He's going to, right? This is in favor of giving him corporeal punishment and using that as a deterrent. Right? But look, it's also. Rambam says that Beis Din can meet the Eved as a deterrent. So what's the Odin going to do? The best thing Odin can do is, I'm going to take you to Beis Din. The best thing Odin can do is, I'm going to go to Beis Din and get one of the Beis Din police to arrest you and give you a makas because you were doing it. Right? So that's... I can understand where that's not really called a shmira. It's not a universal thing. Every town doesn't have a Beis Din. So you get the Beis Din to come. What's the Beis Din going to... What are they going to... It's a process. That's not called shmira. Shmiras and alecha, that I'm going to go to a Beis Din and report you to... And if you don't live in a town where there's a Beis Din. So there's no shmira. So it's not a universal shmira. So how can it be chayiv for somebody else? That's a kash. That's the kash which the Chazanish and the Granat. One of the things I want to accomplish is just to give you greater familiarity with the great Svarim of Klal Yisrael. So even though Chazanish, Granat, and Chaim are different schools, so to speak, but it's important to just be familiar. So that's one. That's Rashi. Good pshat. One kasha. All right. We move to Tosfos. Tosfos's pshat is that the Gemara begins with Eved va'Omo. The Gemara begins with a sugya in Yadayim. It's clear from the Mishnah Yadayim. Maybe it's not clear, but it certainly is reasonable to say that it's talking on the day Raisa Dika level. But Stoikim they're not concerned, but it's not clear. Because with Stoikim Chepper, you never know how they're Cheppering. Right? But it's a reasonable shot to say that the Tzokim are Cheppering on a Din Day Raisa level. Right? Because Din Day Rabbana, they wouldn't be.
But the response is a Din Day Rabbana?
No. Oh, is that so their kasha is in the Din Day Raisa, right? According to Tosfos, it's good. Their kasha is that how could an Eved be Potter? And the kasha L'Chaira has to be on a Day Raisa level because otherwise the kasha would not make sense in our sugya. Right? Our sugya is saying that Kavanah should be a Mechayiv Day Raisa. So now we go to a sugya in Yadayim with the Tzdoikim arguing with a Raisa. And Chazal answer according to Tosfos, their answer is with a Raisa, the Eved is Chayim. But with a Rabbanon, the Mid Atakona, that the Odin should be Potter. The chayre what Tosfos is saying is that we knew the Shem Yeknitena Rabbi. However, Tosfos is saying that could not be the reason because the Ptur is a Ptur even when we know for sure the Eved is not doing it like Nit Rabbi. So therefore, the kasha is, it must be a deraisa to get in. They knew the text. Right? And perhaps, here is where we have two, it's unclear to me. I haven't found it clear in the Rishonim. And Achrenim, you find all these different stories. That in the first reading of the text in Yadayim, so they understood either that the Tzedokim understood it to be a Talmud Ikra, not the Tzedokim, that they understood the Prushim to be giving a Talmud Ikra, right? In their first reading, the Tzedokim are asking an Adin Deraisa. Otherwise, it's very hard to fit it into the Argamar. And at the first reading, the Prushim answered either the Talmud Ikra, it is a Din Deraisa. And the Argamara understood, they knew the answer, but they thought the answer was a Talmud Ikra. Because to say it's a Dirabbanan would mean that the takana is broader than the reason for the takana. That was the Havin of the Gemara. Havin of the Gemara was that our Gemara is saying that the Tzedokim asked the Kasha on the Din Deraisa. And the Prushim are answering, it's a Din Deraisa with a good reason. But it's still got to be a Din Deraisa because the reason does not justify the Chomer Adin. Because we're going to patir up the Yodoin even when we know for sure that the Eved did it b'shoigeg. So it was a good enough answer to explain to the Tzedokim. Right? But you can prove from here there really must be a deeper reason. Must be that Kavona Lahazik is really a patur, not a machayiv. That Kavona Lahazik, we don't want money from the guy. We want the guy to do therapy, right? We need a Kavona Lahazik. It's not just a compensation you have to worry about. Compensation really lets the guy off the hook.
Is that what Rabbi was
really saying? No. I don't think so. Whoa, let's finish with the Tosfos to stay on track. So Tosfos, the habit of our sugya was that the Tzedokim are explaining it in Deraisa. Again, either they're doing Tama Dekra or they're dismissing the Tzedokim. They're not interested in giving the Tzedokim the best shear in the world. They just want the Tzedokim to stop chaffering. They say, Shem Yagi Tene Rabbi. Right? Now, then our Gemara says, so now, but we're looking at it in Deraisa. And then the Gemara says, no. That the way to understand the Purushim's answer to the Tzedokim is that, you're right. Mideraisa, you should be Chayiv. Mideraisa, you are Chayiv. It's a Din Derabbanan. Right? It's a super shtach to the Tzedokim, who don't like the rabbis. Right? So they're saying to the Tzedokim, Midei Raisa, you're 100% right. That you should be chayiv, Shemasan Alecha. But you have to understand that things, that the Din Deraisa, as it is, would play itself out in a bad way in many situations. And b'nosaf lezeh, you could always get an eved to fake that he's doing it b'shegeg. So therefore Chazal, right, b'chochmos and ha-meruba, had to give us a din that the eved is potter. And has to be potter b'shegeg. Alright? So now we have a pshat according to Rashi, and pshat according to Tosfos. Good? What remains to be understood, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, is that in the Maskana, And according to Rashi, in the Havamin as well, but according to both of them, Maskana Vidinde Raisa Mchayev for Hezek of my Eved. So how can it be Chayev for the Hezek of another person? The Eved is like another person.
He's your
mom. He's my mom, but he's still another person. He's still Baal Bechira. Right? I have a tremendous amount of influence over my neighbor. Tremendous amount of influence. He's an employee, he's dependent upon me. Am I chayiv bin odom l'chaveri for his hezek? So I don't have an eved. I'm limited. I can't lock him up. But I send the eved to get something for me. Eved can only work on my premises, in my house. How are you gonna secure the shmir of your Eved and still have an Eved? You can ask even in a more liberal approach, liberal politically. I mean, you're gonna sequester your Eved because of a chashash is gonna be massive. You're gonna reduce him to a. A slave that goes against the whole Hilchas Avada. You have to treat the Eved with tremendous kavod. So how can you have both? Right? But once they treat my Eved with kavod, I'm not going to be able to. How can the Torah say Shmimoson Alecha and treat him like a mensch? Right? So the kash is, how can I possibly be chayiv for the hezek of my eved? It's like another human being, another boss of Adam. And that is what the Rambam, how the Rambam explains the sugya. The Rambam explains that midin deraisa I am potter. That maybe in the Havamina, we don't know precisely the Rambam in the Havamina, but maybe in the Havamina, that we understood my, and that I'm chayiv mida erais, that again, that I'm potter mida eraisa for the hezek of Eved v'oma. So according to Rambam, the Gemara began by saying, I should be chayiv mechayiv for my animal's kavon al hazik. Kavon al hazik is a mechayiv. And then the Gemara says, but that can't be, because Eved v'oma, the other is potter min haTorah, even though I have mamon that has kavanah lahazik. So the Gemara says that that's not a good kasha. Amar Rav Ashi left time for Rabbi Isbu Shemi Gnitena Rabbi Yehuda Gedish Shachaveri. So Rambam understood that the Rambam's approach answers all of Tosfos' kashas. That they knew the Braisa, they were asking from the Braisa, but they initially thought that I'm potter mirei raisa for Eved v'oma, even though kabono lahazik. And the Gemara explains, Shema, like Nitena Rabbi, according to Rambam, is explaining that even though it's kabono lahazik, and even though it's mamoini, but in this case, the Torah was mechayiv. Shema, Yaknitena Rabbi is showing you the extent of the Svara Deiraisa, of the Din Deiraisa. Kavona Lahazik, but I have control over it, it's an animal, I'm Chayiv. Kavona Lahazik, without any control over it, then I'm Potter. Right? So in Rambam we understand the sugya. Again, half a minute is a little bit sketchy, but in the standard maskana, in Rambam, Tosfos kashas are somewhat answered. Our kasha in the Rambam is our kashas in the Rambam himself. Question number one. These are not kashas that are necessarily germane to our sugya. They're Rambam kashas, right? Kasha number one is, what's it doing in Hilchos Geneva? Why did the Rambam hijack a brisa, a mishnah that talks about Geneva, Hezek, and put in Geneva? However, shegana of poter min hakefil, val of turin, she'ein odom chayav al nizkei avodov, aval pi she'ein mamoynei, v'nei she'esh ben das, v'nei yochel l'shomram. So why does the Ramdan say Shem Yachi send a Rabbi Yelach Yad the Kedush Be'elav Dinah Kiyotzi B'Shain Zakim? The Ram explained to us, I can't give a shmira. So why does the Ram add on, and he could cause other trouble? Yesh Ben Das V'Niyachol L'Shomer. Those are the two kashas in the Rambam. The text itself and the placement. The text itself may not be such a big kasha because the Im Yachi Sena Rabbi, as we said yesterday, is a simon of his independence. I want to give you a rai how independent he is. All right? So what are we left with now? We have Pshat according to Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam. We're left with two kashas. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the svara of the Rambam is so compelling, the kasha we have to ask is, why am I chayim in a raisa on the hezek that my eved has done? Kasha that we have with the Rambam, again, is a two kashas on Rambam himself, the Lashon and the placement. All right, Mordechai, go ahead.
I'm more asking, the reason Yah Yisenu is implied that it is independence.
Yeah.
I thought Yah Yisenu implies, it's an interesting word that we throw on, when other halachos, we don't really show a motive. Like, if I killed someone, we don't talk about, oh, I was mad at him, so I killed him. We say, yeah. You killed him, you're chayav. So maybe, because the shmir comes up more in our deraisa level. So, and Rebbe mentioned earlier how, like, it used to be a vodim you can trust it, but then it turned out, then later on, the vodim started to be a little more spiteful. So maybe the Shmira stopped being applicable when the Zer to come in. It kind of like came hand in hand. Like, oh, now our Shmira of just treating your Eben nice used to be good enough, but now it's not. So just getting him, like, if, when you don't treat him bad, your Eben's not just going to like be okay with him and say, all right, he's my master. Or he's gonna kick back. So now the Shmira doesn't apply anymore.
And do a paper on the history of Chutzpah.
Yeah.
Right? Chazal say that Yemosu Mashiach Chutzpah Yazgi. Then Chutzpah is going to reach its climax by Yemos HaMashiach. So he's saying it began already in the time of Chazal.
I think it was like a big reason why.
And the Avodim were. It's possible. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Good. No, so who has a hezber for why, according to Rashi and Tosfos, midei raisa mechayev for the hezek of my eved, even though l'chora the ability to stop him from being mazik is beyond my ability? So would the hezber be? No, go ahead, Zeb.
If you say that the chiyuv nizikin.
Right, so Zev, you're saying that we can now start building our various makaris for what is the Mechayiv of Hezek? Is the Mechayiv of Hezek the fact that he's my property? My property is an extension of myself? Or is the Mechayiv of Hezek Shmira? The fact that I'm obligated to watch over it. So Zev wants to give a shir klali as a machlokes Rambam. and Rashi and Taishmas, and this will be the raya. This will be the point of separation. We have a mission of test that says, Kol shachavti b'shmiros ishchati es nizkar. Right? So then I'm going to figure out. So now, the truth is that what you're saying is on target. You have to remember these makaris. So when we come back to figure out this yisoid, is it consistent with the other principles? It does seem that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of Tashlumei Hezek is Shmira, right? But the emes is that in Rambam it's still not clear whether Shmira is the Mechayev or Shmira is the Poiter. Right? Maybe you could say in Rambam, Momen is Mechayev. Would I be able to give Shmira? So then I would be, my obligation to pay is waived. Here I can never give Shmira, so my obligation to pay is universally waived. That you can't say. So you can't say that. So therefore it sounds like that the chiyuv of Tashlumin is from the Shmira. Okay, so that would be a mahalach. Now let's understand Rashi Tos a little bit better. So, by Momen is a machayev. All right? So Momen is a machayev when I buy a shor. How can Momen be a machayev when I buy another Baal Bechira? Does it make sense to say, I buy a shor, I say treat the shor like an animal, but I buy an Evan, and I'm obligated to give him a certain amount of freedom, as I can't lock him up. So does it make sense to say that Momen alone is a Mechayev? Why is Momen a Mechayev? Because Momen is seen as an extension of the Baal. Or because Momen implies a Kabbalah Zacharias. So, that's what both the Granat and the Chazanish argue with different terms. They both argue that when I buy an Eved, so I'm buying kol mashakona eved kona rabbi. I'm taking a person and I am taking away his any personal possession that he has. I buy the eved, I buy everything. So if I buy the eved, I'm creating a person who doesn't have any who doesn't have the ability to pay for any mistakes that he makes. So my achrayus for the Eved is not because the Eved is an extension of myself. But if I buy a shor, so at the end of the day it's a shor, it's an animal, I have control over it. So I have the achrayus for everything that I control. My achrayus for the Eved is not born out of my ability to control him. My achrayus for the Eved is born out that I have now created a huge liability. I've created a person who can do things with shame, can make mistakes, and has absolutely no backing to pay for those mistakes. I've imposed, if you want to use the sort of Shimon's kinds of terms, I've imposed on the group around me a huge bor hamazik, a huge bor mahalach.
He's already a slave.
Doesn't matter. It's still I've taken responsibility for it. I'm his his nechosim become my nechosim. I'm the one who takes his nechosim away when I buy him. I'm the one that assures that anything he earns is not his. So my achrayas, Chazanish writes, it's not mitam that I can control him. My achrayas is because I've created this huge sakona, so to speak. I've created a person who cannot compensate. So I have an achrayas for that. And when you understand that, so then when you read the Rambam, then the Rambam may be explaining to us this yisoid. And to give you an example of the machayev is yelech veyale gedish ve'ele dinner. It's ki'ilu I've created a whole new kind of a mazik. Because I've created a person who doesn't have responsibility. Because he doesn't, not because out of choice, because he just has nothing to pay. So it could be that's what the Rambam puts in Sheimek, because he's explaining to us that's what the Chazal were explaining to the Tzedokim. They weren't giving a Talmudic, I guess they were giving a kind of Talmudic Krah, but it wasn't the local Talmudic Krah. And the point wasn't that we're afraid of the Eved getting angry. And then we made this global gzeira, even when it's b'shoigeg, because maybe he'll use it as a ruse and manipulate b'chulei. The point is that I've created a mazik. I've created a tremendous sakona for the tzibur, in a monetary sakona. I've created a person who cannot compensate for it, who can have an accident and can walk away from it. No recourse. So, that's what the Chazon Ish argues. They're going to argue that's the basis for the mechayev over here. If I'm chayev because I have mumen and I'm obligated to give it shmira, al achas kama v'kama, I should be chayev for having mumen and created a situation where that mumen cannot compensate for it. Rav Chaim builds on this Rambam, another Rambam as well, that Chiyuvei Geneva stem from Chiyuvei Hesed. The emes is that is clear from the Rambam's organization of the din. He puts Geneva in Nizakin. Hilchas Nizakin. Nizkei Momen first, then Geneva Veda and Chevel Mazik. We would have organized it the opposite. We would have put Chevel Mazik first, and then his came moment after. But that's not the point. The point is that it's in the Zakim. Right? The point is that that Reb Chaim holds the Rambam does not accept the idea that the Iser of Hezek is Geneva. Pakeret. He holds, you understand, Geneva through Hezek. Right? He holds that Geneva should be seen as violating somebody else's property, much more than me trying to benefit from somebody else's property. Chaim sees Zazed to cover Rambam bedin geneva maloi bedin nizakin kedei lashmeyenu zegufa the gam begeneva gzeila isu bedin nizakin. That there's an element of hezek in geneva veda. And again, so at first glance, you say, of all the halachas that Rambam chose to make this point, he chose this eved v'omer. Rav Chaim is saying it. Rav Chaim is going to teach me this then. The mamash embedded in Perek Beis Halacha Tes. But it could be. We could understand the Reb Chaim in light of what we just pointed out. That the Odin has to take responsibility, the Odin L'Choira should take responsibility for the Eved as a Gazlan as well. Because the menace that the Odin has created by creating an Eved that doesn't have the ability to pay, is I've created a thief, a kind of a burglar. All right? I've created a person who can pickpocket and spend. Done. A person who can burglarize, if that's the right word, I'm not sure, spend it. Done. Because I created a person who doesn't have any property. All right? This is the Rambam's Lashon. In the next halacha is roy lebezin v'chein makin eso avodim shegon v'oishiziku makor rabba kadesh l'mshulachin l'azik. Be the Rambam carefully. If I have the best hitman possible, an Eved, I want to cause trouble to somebody else, hire an Eved. The money goes straight to the Odin. Whoever does his geneva, whoever gets caught, Divya Rav Divya Talmud, Divya Shaman, Mashallah Zanchayim, Odin Zanchayim. I have a free agent over here. I got it, Famish. So Ram says, Shalom Yimushulachin Lazik. I want to bother somebody. Call the Eved over. Give him a free meal. Give him lunch or something. And I have a mazik. Mark that a basin. Can't do anything to him. Can't run after this guy. So the Rambam says so that basin still has to rein that in. And non-basin can't do that. Can't start giving out the penalty. So perhaps what the Rambam is pointing out of here is that having an Eved, the system of Abdus could create Gandavin Mazikin. So And the only recourse we have is that the basin reins it in. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, that is why Minei Raisa should be Chayiv. And Chazal said, even though that makes a lot of sense, but your tikkun has created, would create a tremendous liability, right? The way we're understanding Pshat in Rashi and Tosfos is that Midin Dei Raisa should become Chayiv because I have created, because my Chiyiv, because I've created a Mazik, Mamoinacha. I'm responsible for buying a shore and therefore making a Mazik more available to you. I'm Chayiv for buying an Eved and creating a Mazik. And in a chanam, you should be a chayev. Chazal said that if a chayev, if I follow the din deiraisa, shemayet niten rabba. So therefore, they gave me a ptur. Right? And Rambam explains, Rambam says, fakir. Rambam says, Shemig Tena is good for the reason why I'm potter. I cannot be the chiyav, let's follow Zeb's approach, the chiyav of Tashlumei Hezek is because of my obligation of Shmira. My chiyav of Teshlumei Hezek, according to Reb Chaim, is compensation, making other people whole, making sure that my actions don't leave other people behefsed. That svara is operative in Geneva and Gezela as well. And that svara is ultimately what has to make me potter from Eved. It was, I could argue from the Rambam's vantage point that the Bali Atos and Rashi are hard to appreciate. Because if the Torah is machayev me davka because I have created a mazik, then it's hard to explain that Chazal should pater me because I've created a mazik that can hurt me. Right? I can understand why the Rambam would find the Mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos inconsistent. And that's what the Rambam understands, that I have a chi of shmira, eved va'om I cannot do shmira for, v'araya shema yagiten rabbi, and that's why me din de raisa and potter, not a din de rabbonim. Rambam may very well argue that it would not make sense for Chazal to potter up the Odin from Tashlumei Eved to protect himself, because by doing so he's creating a greater mazik for other people. What I'm pointing out is that when you understand the Rambam, you can appreciate where the Rambam would not accept Rashi and Tosfos. If the whole Pitur is because I'm creating because I have to take achrayas for a menace which I create, then it wouldn't make sense to say I'm going to pater because that menace could hurt me now. Right? So the that's ke'ilu, the drabbanan are going against an important yisayin chumash. So therefore, according to Rambam, it has to be that the p'tur of Shemit Nitena Rabbi is a p'tur de Raisa. Right? And then once we explain Tosin Rashi based on the Granat and the Chazanish, in the same way the Rambam would have difficulty with that Malach and explain that Shemit Nitena must be Hezbon in de Raisa. Now, it might. It could all be built on what Zev was saying before. Right? We can come back to say, if the Chiv of Hezek is a Chiv of Momen, so then it can be extended to say that I'm Chayiv for creating a Momen, part of creating possessions that don't have the ability to pay. Good. That's a Deraisa. Now, Rabbi would say, so how could Chazal come along and say, you're potter, because maybe you'll suffer from it. Torah says Yechayiv because he created a mazik. All right. Now, the Odin is going to suffer because I've created a mazik and damaged me. All right. So why should we all suffer? Plus, the Rambam says it must be that the svara is a svara deraisa. That the Rebbe Shlom said that you're potter because you can't be held responsible. Because there's no possibility of giving shmira. The only thing you can do is have the base and rain in a nevet so it doesn't become a mazik. Right? You see, very powerful svaras either way. No, go ahead.
Why wouldn't Rashi and Tosfos? Why wouldn't the cut of Chazal, instead of just saying that other than their putter from the Nizkei Avada?
Yeah.
Why don't they enforce it with Rambam did? With the.
I mean, Levi's the
it's a much bigger deal to say that Avadim are puttered from everything, and that you're never, no one's liable. Like if a slave is driving on the street, like he crashes into you, you're the one chayav. Then to say that if a slave steals, the basin's gonna beat him up. Just put the punishment on the basin. You solve every problem. Shem yekatina rabba.
I don't think that the Rashi and Tosfos would necessarily exclude the possibility of basin, but the Lanias died dead. I can't answer with certainty, but it would make sense to say that letting everything rest on the ability for basin to rein in avadim is not that effective. You think about the degree of evidence that Beis Din requires, it wouldn't be. Yeah.
Why do we feel the need to point to generate a chiyuv for the Bala Evet? The Torah is always balancing the responsibility of the mazik and what's fair to the nizak, and to completely potter up everyone and the nizak's not going to get money in this case. Just the Torah said that's not fair. The Evan doesn't have any money, so we go up the chain to the
Bala Evet.
I mean, a similar thing.
Wait, yes, the Raisa or the Rabbana?
The
Raisa. Why should the other be Chayav Potter?
I'm wondering why we were trying to figure out where the Chiyav is coming from.
For the Chiyav of the other on his Evet.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we're trying to point to Chiyav. So
right.
Why do we feel that? I feel like it's simple. There was a nizak, he needs to get paid. He's not going to get paid by the Evet, so we move to the Levant.
Why should, and if you're my neighbor, so you have all the, you're my employee, so you go to the employer? What base are you going to the Evet? Why are you going to the Evet more than his Rebbe? 40-year-old man does hezek, you're going to go to his father? What base are you going to the Evet, to the Odin? The Evet was Mazik somebody. He was on the way to. He was driving around. He got a few hours off Sunday afternoon, driving around, hit somebody's car. Okay, now what's the basis to go to the Odin?
It's not necessarily that the
Odin
owns him.
Is it, so is Momin? That's what Zeb was saying. That this is a raya that Momin is a machayiv in and of itself. According to Rambam, Momin is a machayiv, and the achiv shmira is chayiv. So I can't be a hand to shmira. But the emes, the according to right. So according to so my chiyuv. So the question, which the way the Rosh Hashiva is explained, is which of are you going to put the Evet? Sure, with the Chir Chavshes. It's a different. It doesn't fit.
That's right. if you have the Hava Mina in the Kalachomer, Eved,
sure, no? Well, you have to be sure, right? How can you justify fitting an Eved under Shur? Right, but he's not a Shur. The way that some of the Achronim point out, they should have pointed this out, is Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara has a drosha to explain to us is lav dav kishor, if there's any behemah. So I need a drosha to tell me that it's lav dav kishor. I have no drosha to say this in heaven. Teretz is not such a powerful teretz in that case, but the teretz is that al pisvara, it's part of the din of mammon. Daniel?
Just based on the fact that it's mammon, meaning it could either be it's only the shor and mammon, because bor is a mammon and tosus is
correct, right,
then.
Right. So it can't be under mazik, so it's got to be under shor. How does it fit under shor?
Could be kavah.
Okay, they have to work on it.
Short of it. Are we allowed to do that?
I don't think it'll work out. I don't think you'll be able to do Mechayev and Edmund.
What if
theoretically an Edmund would be liable for the damages about a Mamazik?
Right.
So that's Avon.
Right. But you're not going to get through the law race.
Like a shore.
Then you certainly will be able to use the inability to do shmira as a ptur. If kavana lahazik makes it hard enough to do a shmira, then being a valchir makes it hard enough to do. Elamai, that part of the din of mammon is really mammon means achrayas. What achrayas am I coming upon myself when I buy a shore? And Mekabel the Achrayas to pay for any Hezek that it does. Some say Mechayev to do Shmira. Others say Mechayev to do pay for Hezek. So the part of the Achrayas of an Eved is, since he doesn't have what to pay for, that I cover his expenses. Hezek is an expense. That's the Malach of the... All right, because we didn't get to do Ramban today. Kol ma shekona avdei kona rabbi is a Rashi in Sfik's Parsha. That's why Yitzchak didn't want to give a new bracha to Yitzchak. To Esav, he said, I can't do it. I gave everything to Yaakov. Okay, so make me.
Do we have 10 minutes here?